here on 99.9 MyFM. We're featuring the 2022 municipal election candidates. We're currently speaking with Town of Gananoque Council candidate Patrick Kirkby. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us, and how's the campaign trail going so far?
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having me, Tim. It's going great. Honestly, it's going really good. I've been talking to a lot of people, had some people stop me in the street. I've been talking on the phone, answering the emails. I'm hearing a lot from the community. I'm hearing some good ideas. I'm listening. Ultimately, I'm learning a lot, which has been, it's been really great on my end. I'm getting involved, and I'm getting involved in the community that I care very, 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 very much about. I'm a local from Gananoque, so I feel very privileged and happy to be running and ultimately to be a voice for residents of Gananoque.
And what made you decide to run in this year's election?
Well, quite a few reasons, honestly. Long story short, as I said, I'm from Gan. I've been here my entire life, and I've been observing what's been going on in the community for quite a while now. Lots of changes going on, roads being paved, condos going up, and it just kind of piqued my interest. I started getting interested, and ultimately, I started tuning in to the council meetings there online during the pandemic, which was very convenient, by the way, to have them live streamed online so I could participate from home and keep up with what's going on and see some of the decisions that are being made and why they're being made. And I got very interested in the discussion. And as I said, I care very much about this town I grew up in. And, I also started observing on social media some of what the community has to say. And ultimately, I feel an attachment to this town. I care about the town, and I really want to make a difference. I want to be involved. I care very deeply about the youth in the town. I feel like I can help. I want to listen to the seniors and learn, see what changes we can make for them. I want to support the local businesses in town. I feel passionate, and I really do care.
And what if you do get a seat on council here in town? What would be one or some of the things that you might be focusing on?
Well, as I said, there's a lot to discuss and even more to learn. I'm going to learn all that I can. I'm going to ask questions, and I'm going to be a voice for the residents of Gananoque because I'm a resident myself. You know, I want to feel represented, and I want other people to feel represented as well. Ultimately, I care very deeply about the youth in this town. I'd like to see some sort of youth center, a spot where kids can, have a sense of stability, a place to relax or talk to someone. I would also like to listen to the seniors and create some discussion to see what sort of changes or how we can help them in this town to keep them involved and social. I'd like to listen to the local businesses, support them in any way that we can, and ultimately hear their needs. What do they need? How can we help them? And ultimately, I'd like to utilize what we already have in this town, because in all honesty, this is a beautiful little town that we live in. We are incredibly lucky. You know, I think that every time I go for a walk around town at night after school, I just go, wow, we're lucky. Right on the edge of the St. Lawrence River here, it's beautiful. So utilize what we have in this town. We have a lot. Utilize the library. Utilize the playhouse, the Royal Theater, and there's so much more. So use what we have.
And finally, is there any messages that you want the public to know and anything you wanted to talk to your loyal supporters about?
Alrighty. Well, ultimately, for people who don't know me, I just wanted to kind of introduce myself a little bit. My name's Patrick Kirkby, and as I said, I've lived in Gan my entire life. I'm 29 years old, and I'm a grade 2 teacher at a French public school in Kingston. I also work as a first mate at City Cruises, formerly Gananoque Boat Line here in town, and I'm a musician. I'm unique because I'm the youngest candidate running for council, and I do offer a fresh and a new perspective to the community. I stand for the youth, listening to seniors, local businesses, being a voice for the residents of Gananoque, and ultimately preserving the natural beauty that we have in this town. So thank you very much.